Let's welcome in Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning to you. I am doing well. And Jack, you said you were 23, right?
Yes.
I think I was 23 once upon a time, but I have no idea when that was. I can't even remember that.
That does seem a long time ago, even for me, and that was 12 years ago.
No.
I mean, I didn't have any kids at that time. I'm like, I don't remember what it was like without kids. I really don't.
It's good to be here this morning, and yes, maybe we have some prospects for some cooler weather, and that would certainly be welcomed.
Yeah,
too bad we didn't get that rain, though, that day.
I thought
we were going to get it.
Yeah, we're just going to stay dry, I guess, but all right, we'll maybe
not. Yeah, Tanner, we had a pretty full agenda yesterday.
You did.
We had 4.5 hours of public hearings. That took us into about 2:30 yesterday afternoon.
I got you about an hour. That's about what I watched, and then I had to get back to work.
I watched it all.
You were friends.
No, it was good. Those public hearings are, that's why they are, we put those on. You want the public to speak their mind and gather as much information as you can, and that's what we did. And
what were they regarding? Obviously, I know wind and solar energy, but
let's go back. What we were doing is we were gathering information in regarding the recommendations that the County Planning Commission had presented to our board about some of the setbacks that would be applied or amended for wind energy systems. And then also some of the decommissioning aspects of not only wind, but solar energy systems.
And you say setbacks. What's a setback?
Setback is how far that particular operation would be from either a property line or from a dwelling.
So these are literally rules, physical rules for these projects.
Yeah, they would be guidelines that would be in place when those systems were being planned. And that's the basis of a planning commission, is you try to have guidelines that folks follow so that there is some order and make some sense of any kind of activities, whether it be energy systems or whether it be commercial buildings. Those things all have to have guidelines so that we don't have a hodgepodge of structures in the county.
So were these new recommendations by the Planning Commission?
Yes. In regards to wind energy, the Planning Commission on, I think it was July 11th, I might have that date wrong, but it was somewhere in July, they had met and decided on a 5-2 vote to increase the setbacks from 1.5 miles from a property line, excuse me, 1 mile from a property line and 1.5 miles from a dwelling, to 2 miles from a property line, 2.5 miles from a dwelling. So those were, those were the considerations that we had been mulling around and was the topic of our second public hearing yesterday. The first public hearing involved solar energy systems. And just like wind energy, folks that are either on one end of the spectrum or the other, they either like them or they don't.
Yeah, and you asked for people to come speak, and they did.
Yes, and the thing that I think was, well, there wasn't an awful lot new that was that surfaced, in my opinion anyway. What occurred was it confirmed what I already knew, and that is, Lincoln County is not a wind or solar energy friendly county. Period. That's all there is to it.
Now, have there been ever any solar and wind energy farms or even small operations in the county?
Not as far as a commercial operation,
okay.
No. There are none in the county, and there are no applications, Judy Clark told us at the present time, but there were a couple of entities that spoke yesterday that have interested parties in pursuing those sorts of things. That is one reason why our board back in March put in that one-year moratorium on any of these kind of energy system, production systems. to give the Planning Commission and our board time to kind of look through some of the information, some of the issues, and come up with what might be a logical kind of a recommendation as far as what those guidelines should be.
Talk with Jerry Woodruff, Lincoln County Commissioners. I met yesterday and had a couple public hearings, lengthy ones here. So you had the public hearings. What is your role as commissioners now regarding this issue?
Well, it was pretty obvious that coming up with a vote or a recommendation as to what those guidelines should be was going to be a very difficult task. It's going to take a little while to kind of glean through some of that information, come up with what we're going to have is in the next 4 weeks after our regular meetings on Monday, we will have work sessions to work through some of these issues, and we will try to balance the property rights issue versus the property rights, say, of the folks that would be neighbors to some of these potential operations. So we will have some work sessions, and hopefully by the first part of November, maybe even by the end of this month, we will be able to come to agreement on what those guidelines should be for wind and solar energy systems should they wish to explore installation in Lincoln County.
Okay, so I mean, it's not like the public hearing was literally just to, and your role following that is literally to just say, we're banning them or we're not allowing them. But you, I mean, right now it's based, your decision is on the guidelines.
Yes, that's it. The moratorium will be in place for a year. Whether that's extended, I have no idea where we go with that. We will discuss several options, I'm sure. Might get a little heated, might have some strong opinions, but that's good. We will mull the information and try to come up with what is best for all of Lincoln County.
And certainly you got to appreciate the public for coming out, because that's what
you're asking. Yes, and I would very much like to make it clear that with only maybe a small little exception here and there, folks behaved very nicely. They were respectful of folks with differing opinions from theirs. Sometimes it got a little heated as far as some of the comments that were made, but by and large, folks behaved very nicely, and I was really proud of that fact, because the last thing you want to see is people being belligerent towards others just because they're different than you, and that's not what this nation is about, and not what God would want us to be behaving as.
So that was held yesterday. But before that,
We had several things we had to take care of as regular business, and
you knew you had to get them done by 10.
Yeah, well, we did actually. We worked through them. Folks that came early probably got to see some of the mundane sorts of activities that we take care of. But some of them were quite significant. One of those would be the special traffic enforcement program that the sheriff's office brought to us from the standpoint of application for Nebraska Department of Transportation Highway Safety Office grant funds that are available for operations it provides funds so that our officers can put in overtime hours, and these grants pay for those overtime hours to look after traffic violations, safety concerns, impaired drivers, and those sorts of things. So that is a very important aspect of what the Sheriff's Department brings to us for our signature and approval. And they brought to us a plan for the next 12 months and application for those funds, and I applaud them for the work they do on that.
Jerry Woodruff here, Lincoln County Commissioners, met again yesterday. You also, I know, it looks like you've got a couple pickup trucks.
Well, the Roads Department has got a plan in place as far as replacing old equipment with new on a somewhat of a regular schedule, so it's not a big purchase all at one time. And Jason and his crew determined that two new three-quarter ton pickups to replace some of the old aging vehicles would be a good idea. They replaced three half-ton pickups last year's budget to replace some of those vehicles. So we set a date to accept bids on that. And the other thing that the Roads Department brought to us, and this was a continuation from last week, they added three items to the unused surplus obsolete equipment. So we have 16 items that they will be putting up for we declared them as surplus property that is obsolete or unusable by the county, and those properties will be then by whatever means they have available to put those up for disbursement and sale. And we'll garner a little bit of cash to put back into the general fund by not only cleaning up their used obsolete equipment, but get the parking lot out there, the road department, a little less cluttered.
All right. That's a good problem to get rid of then. Well, Jerry, anything else this morning you want to mention?
I mean to tell you what, that covers about all we got done yesterday.
Do we have a couple public hearings next Monday?
Let's not try that again. No, we don't. And I don't want to make light of the situation, because it is a very important activity to hear what the public has to say. And I applaud all those folks that took time out of their busy schedules to come be with us and share some of their thoughts and concerns.
All right. Very good. Jerry Woodruff with the Lincoln County Commissioners. We appreciate your time as always. Thank you. And have yourself a great day. All right.